For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Well, Anthony, the theater season has begun with the opening Wednesday night of Peter and the Starcatcher.
We're off and running with a vengeance. It's been an opening every single night, and it will continue this way. It's been many, many years since all the theaters tried to open on Curtain Up Night itself, for good reason. You'd have a full house Curtain Up Night, and then the second night, where is everybody? You've got to rev up your word of mouth. So that's what they're trying to do. Well, we were both at Peter and the Starcatcher. So let's rev up their word of mouth.
Well, I have to admit, true confession, growing up, I never really got into Peter Pan all that much. And so a prequel to Peter Pan, Peter and the Starcatcher, just didn't really interest me. I had no desire to go.
Neither Disney nor Mary Martin.
Sorry. After having seen it and reading a little more carefully, I noticed that the subtitle is A Grown-Ups Prequel. I never saw the word grown-ups before, and it is kind of grown-up. And the original book was co-written by the humorist Dave Barry. I used to love his columns. If I'd known he was part of this production, I would have gone years ago.
And this changes everything.
Well, it certainly changed it for me. I'm really glad I went.
There you are. Well, seen the Broadway production twice, once to check it out and once to take niece and nephew, and then, of course, the Shaw Festival production. I was reminded in seeing the performance this week at Musical Fair just how ambitious a project it is in terms of the complexity of the plot, of the physicality of the comedy. I thought that Renee Landrigan as Molly and Jesse Tiber as Peter did a wonderful job of carrying the central part of the story. That was not uniform throughout. You had moments when you felt, does anybody understand why they're doing this isolated comic bit? How is it fitting into the whole? Some dramaturgical work that I suspect they simply didn't have time for. And then, of course, having seen other productions at the Shaw, Jonathan Tan's remarkable and I think underappreciated performance as Smee, which was so vivid, and at every moment what Smee wants was so very, very clear. And you find yourself kind of rooting for little Smee and his little sub-story that was so wonderful to Shaw. I thought that there were moments when they absolutely nailed it. The Act 2 opening of the Mermaid number, just hilarious, and you felt very anchored and, okay, finally, yes, I understand why we're here. And the echoes of actual J.M. Barrie, the huge laugh when Blackstache introduces the negative qualities of children, which come directly from J.M. Barrie. The famous quote from Peter Pan, as long as children are gay and innocent and heartless. Elaborated on here, but actually the sentiment originates with Barrie.
Well, it's up at Musical Fair through October 8th, multiple performances. I don't know how they're going to get through this run without being exhausted. You're right, 12 actors playing over 100 roles, constant motion.
Yes, they all came tumbling out afterwards after having gotten through it and sort of euphoric in that way. You know, we did it, and deservedly so.
Well, speaking of multiple roles, I went up to the Shaw to see what I thought was going to be an unlikely play called 1979, and it's all about the very short career as Prime Minister of Joe Clark.
I had to look that up.
Yes.
He was Prime Minister for about
6 months.
I was going to say 10 minutes, but as long as that.
Yeah, and known in the headlines as Joe Who.
Got it.
So who was Joe Clark? Well, the play kind of explains that succinctly. He later became known as the conscience of Canada for his upstanding behavior on certain issues. But what made it wonderful was not only the Joe Clark role played by Sanjay Talwar, but Marion Day, she played Actor B, and Kelly Wong, he played Actor A, and they take on multiple roles. Marion Day, when she plays Stephen Harper, oh my gosh, it's such a hoot. And now these are all names that we've heard over here in the States, but it was kind of nice to see it all played out. At any rate, a history play about Canadian history, I get it. People probably don't want to cross the border for this, but it's worth it.
It's worth it. The easy joke is, you know, he sacrificed his career to being too ethical. We'll never have that problem in the United States, but you know, it's untrue. There are people who have. Lyndon Johnson knew when he signed the Civil Rights Act that this was the end of his political career, and he signed it.
Hey, we were talking about the theater season, and wow, there are a lot of plays opening up.
Well, indeed. Last night, Roommates. Tonight, The Producers. On and on and on. And theaters generally trying to put an engaging foot forward with the first production. If they can hook an audience, people will say, oh, I like this place, and I might sign on for a membership or a subscription. I note that Shays has even let out the name of a show from next season.
Right.
Now they're trying to entice us as if Hamilton were not enough, that 2018 Dear Evan Hansen has been booked into Shays.
Really?
Yes, that's breaking news. That's breaking news. Most popular ticket in New York, and well, among many most popular tickets in New York. But the creative team for On Your Feet has assembled in town already, preparing the national tour of the story of Gloria and Emilio Estefan.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.